from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Speaking of great, how about we go to Cleveland? Jonathan Alexander, to rave reviews, joined us earlier this week. Cron.com, Houston Chronicle, beat writer for the Texans, Jonathan Alexander. Day off in Cleveland. What are you doing on day off in Cleveland, Jonathan?
I actually drove to Pittsburgh this morning, so.
Oh, so you're already there.
Nice, yeah, little two-hour drive.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Nice views too. So. I just got here like literally 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those days off, man, when you're on a beat, and you know I've been on the beat for a long, long time back in the day, you got to just figure out how to have fun, man. Like, you just got to find something to do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to a Pirates game later on tonight.
There we go. All right.
Nice.
We could. Skeens isn't pitching, is he?
Actually, I don't really even know who's pitching, but
you might get lucky.
It don't even matter,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you might get lucky.
Young rookie, the big guy.
Skeens.
That's Skeens.
I think that's Skeens.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I have heard of him.
Dude, you got lucky. Like he's going to be rookie of the year. He's all-star starter, all that stuff. I'm looking at the Pittsburgh probable pitchers tonight. No, it's Randy Vasquez. You got Randy Vasquez. All right, man. So Texans got 3 days of work in Ohio. What are we expecting tomorrow? Like D'Amico says, we're going to play the starters, but then there's a lot of starters that haven't practiced. What are we expecting?
Yeah, I think the starters who suffered injuries, particularly like Titus Howard, maybe Stephon Diggs, and guys who weren't at practice all week, like Kamari Lassiter, Will Anderson Jr., those guys probably won't play on Sunday, but everybody else who was there, C.J. Stroud, Derek Stingley, guys who have been consistently at practice, they'll get first-team reps today. And D'Amico said despite the injuries that they've had to the offensive line in particular, they're still going to go with their starters today tomorrow against the Steelers.
So you brought up Titus Howard, and D'Amico actually addressed Titus Howard sort of. He just said Titus is good. What's going on with Titus Howard? Did you hear anything else?
No, it appeared to be like a head injury. He went back to the blue medical tent, and usually when players go to the blue medical tent, they're being checked for concussion-like symptoms. It hasn't been confirmed, but he ended up, after being checked out at the blue medical tent, what I saw was him, get on a golf cart. He wasn't carted off. I think that was misconstrued earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Out on the golf cart, and they took him to away from where the media would see him, and he mentioned that he walked off. So I don't expect it to be like a long-term injury or anything they're super concerned about. D'Amico said he's good. I just wouldn't expect him to play on Saturday.
I just want to be clear on Stephon Diggs. You do not think he's going to play?
No, I think that they would take a cautious approach. I think probably there would be a slight chance. I don't think he's hurt enough that that you would have some concern where you have to sit him. Like if they if there was a game to play, a real game where it counted, he would certainly play. But I think they've been taking a cautious approach with most of their injuries because of the amount, vast amount of injuries they had last year. And he got the wind knocked out of him when he collided with Jimmy Ward and didn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
Walkthrough. And usually when guys don't practice in the walkthrough, it usually means that they're not going to play.
Yeah.
So I think they don't necessarily have to play him. They know what he can do. They don't feel like he needs a ton of reps. So I could see them sitting him, especially given the fact that he did not practice in the last practice on Wednesday.
But Tank and Nico, we should expect it.
Yeah, we should expect Tank and Nico. They were there. They went through everything with the walkthrough with CJ. It was a pretty they were out there for a lot of the snaps, so I would definitely expect those two to play.
So is Kamari Lassiter, is he CB2? Is he starting tomorrow? Or
well, he didn't practice.
So he's not playing.
Yeah,
he didn't practice. He's dealing with a little bit of a minor injury as well. He's not going to play, but he is CB2 when week one starts. He's won that job. You know, D'Amico Ryans hadn't outright said it, but it's pretty clear cut. He's cornerback too, and he's earned the respect of his teammates and his coaching staff for sure.
Yeah, the one I want to see. I really feel like, look, it's a preseason game. You know, you're not going to make or break anything as a veteran in a preseason game. But this is a big moment for Damian Pierce because Joe Mixon ain't going to play. Damian Pierce has got a lot to prove. I mean, would you agree with that? I feel like if he plays, two series, I want to see Damian both series.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you look at what happened last year, and Damian clearly struggled. I think he was among the bottom rushers as far as yards per carry average. He averaged only 2.9 yards per carry after the impressive rookie season, and that was a lot due to the change in scheme. And Damian, he took responsibility for it at his press conference a couple of weeks ago. He said he should have spent more time in the playbook. He should have spent more time working on his body. He definitely suffered an injury last year. So this is really a make or break year for Damian Pierce. Ideally, you want to see him become a good 1-2 punch with Joe Mixon. And if Joe Mixon's ever hurt, you want to see Damian Pierce be able to take on that load. I think he also had to get within himself and earn his confidence back. And I think he lost it a little bit, and he talked about wanting to be 31, be himself, and really prove to people that he can produce at the level that he produced his rookie year.
You mentioned make-or-break year for Pierce. I think it's a make-or-break year for John Mechie. What do Mechie have to do to prove himself to make this team possibly, or do you think it's a lot that he make this team?
No, I don't think it's a lock. I probably would have thought that a couple weeks ago before the preseason game, but I think it's a little bit less certain at this point. I do believe that recently, Xavier Hutchinson and Ben Skowronek have outplayed him, and I think he's going to have a big game. I agree with you. He has to have a big game these next couple of preseason games because he only had one catch for 4 yards, and didn't have the greatest practice after that. D'Amico Ryans talked about it when I asked him specifically.
Yeah, the ball bounced right off his hands.
Yeah. I asked specifically about John Mechie, and he said, he doesn't take too much stock into the game, but he wants to see guys bounce back in practice and show that they can improve. And, I don't think Mechie had a great week of practice. I think he still has a good chance to make the team, but it's going to be incumbent upon him to play well in these preseason games and make some catches and make some plays.
I want to ask you this, more of an opinion thing than anything. We've been to all the practices here. You've been to all the practices, period. What's your boldest prediction for this team, whether it's an individual or the squad? Because we were talking about – well, I'll mention his name later. But what would be your boldest prediction for this team?
My boldest prediction. That's a great question. My boldest prediction would be that the Texans could get to the AFC Championship game and take down the Ravens. And if the Chiefs are hurt, I think they have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are the one team that I think the Texans would struggle with in the AFC. I think if the Texans would remain healthy, then they could, and everything else went well, then they could have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. That would probably be my bold prediction.
Yeah.
I do think that.
I'm with you on that, but I didn't want to contaminate your opinion because we were talking earlier, and I just feel like, and this is a common trite cliche, but I feel like people are sleeping on Danielle Hunter. Like, if you look at his last three full seasons, because he only played, I think, six or seven games a year before last, or relatively recently. Like, his last three full seasons, dude's got 41 sacks. I mean, Miles Garrett and T.J. Watt have 46 and 47. I mean, he could be a monster that we're kind of sleeping on just because he's kind of quiet and such.
Yeah, that, along with the fact that Will Anderson is a guy that a lot of Texans fans are familiar with who could also have a big year, is probably one of the probably top three most underrated defensive players in the entire NFL. You don't hear much about him. He played in Minnesota, which isn't one of the top markets. They don't get a ton of attention. And like you mentioned, he's not a big talker and not a huge personality. He's a low-key guy. And I think he likes it that way, and he is able to fight under the radar. And I think you're right. He's been healthy throughout this offseason. He's been showing dominant traits against the Texans' offensive line. I think given the fact that he has another great rusher on the opposite edge of him, I think him and Will Anderson could really eat this year.
So I want to ask you about the tight end position, man. So you got Teagan, you got Kay Stover and Brevin Jordan. What is that battle like? Is it who got the edge for that number two spot?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Yeah, I think Brevin Jordan has the edge just given what he was able to do late last year. That 76-yard touchdown in the playoffs kind of showed the Texans coaching staff what he's capable of doing. He did not participate in any of the practices in Cleveland, so that's a little bit of concern. You know, I mentioned last time the best ability is availability, and he's got to stay out there. But I think he's definitely ahead of Teagan Quatoriano, who has been hurt for all 3 years of his Texans career. And I think that's going to eventually hurt him. He had that touchdown last game and then ended up getting hurt. And I think that's what's going to ultimately probably likely get Teagan cut, unfortunately, because they got Kay Stover in the fourth round. And Kay Stover has looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He had a catch with TJ yesterday. So I think it's Dalton, of course, Brevin and Kay Stover are the likely guys going to make this team in that order.
Do you see them using Brevin Jordan in a different way rather than like as a traditional tight end? And maybe having Kay Stover as the traditional tight end?
No, I think what they would do, they would use Brevin the same way. They use a few two tight end sets and have Dalton and Brevin out there. And I think they would replace Jordan with Kay Stover or use Kay Stover in some running situations and with him as a blocker. But no, I think they would use Brevin the same way. Brevin's strength is catching the football. He's a possession wide receiver, and he improved his blocking ability this past year. Had to play a little bit of fullback when Andrew Beck went down, but I think they'll continue to use Brevin in that way where he can make some catches and use his strengths as much as possible.
Houston Chronicle, Chron.com beat writer Jonathan Alexander joining us here. Just a couple more for you here real quick because we're all looking forward to tomorrow and seeing the starters. Speaking of that, What would be the perfect two series, or series, because I think D'Amico said one or two, but let's say two series for the offense? What would the coaches and what would you want to see out of this team?
I mean, ideally, you would like to see the offense move without any mistakes. Two touchdown drives. I think if they score one touchdown drive on the first one, they probably would sit, see, because they would have seen enough. I think, obviously, kind of like basketball, you want to see the ball go in the hoop.
Yeah.
You want to see the ball go in the end zone in football, and I think that would satisfy them. You want to see a complete, clean performance from the offense as well as the defense on those first two series, because not all of the Steelers' first team players are going to play. T.J. Watt's not going to be there. So you want to see this offense dominate against what is presumably second-string defense of the Steelers.
Awesome. One more for you here from me. I don't know if Figgy has anything for you, but Danico Autry obviously suspended. Is he going to play more in the preseason as a result of that, maybe even tomorrow?
I don't think he's going to play. He hasn't practiced in a while since the suspension was announced. He's allowed to practice, but I think he may be dealing with a little bit of a minor injury too. So I don't expect Danico, but I would expect him to play in future preseason games, considering he's healthy enough.
All right. So as I was looking at the probable pitchers for Padres at Pirates today, I noticed that today's game starts at 12:35 p.m. So you got to get on your horse, buddy. You got to get on your horse to get over to watch the Pirates. But Godspeed, man, and we really appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate y'all having me.
All right, bro. It's got an afternoon game. It starts in 20 minutes. It's going to go, whoops, oh, sorry. I thought the best thing here is the boldest prediction. Those guys are there every day. They're interviewing them. They see the team. They see other teams. They talk to other writers, etc. Like this, I mean, it's getting real, man.
Yeah, yeah. And that's somebody that's not like trying to be a homer or anything.
Oh,
like
no.
That.
No, no, no.
Nah, he was legit. I'm like, oh, you think you could get to the AFC Championship game? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And of course, Dameon Pierce. I mean, he's with us. We talked about this yesterday. Like, it's going to go a long way if he has. I wouldn't take him off the field, first of all, with the first team.
Yeah.
Maybe even play some with the second team. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would give him probably, I don't want to say a whole first half, but I would give him the whole first quarter.
Maybe
and some
into
of
the second quarter. Yeah. Maybe into the second quarter.
Yeah, do your thing. I want to see what he got.
Yeah. Look, I know they want to get some of these guys behind him, some touches, especially maybe, all of them. Cam Akers. I don't think maybe Ogunbowale needs to get as much. They know what he's got. J.J. Taylor. Both those guys look pretty good. I mean, it's on. And Dameon Pierce didn't play in the Hall of Fame game. So, I'm with you. I'd go at least through the first quarter with Dameon Pierce and then let the
play
second
with the play with the first team and second team.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And then the last thing, Danielle Hunter. We're going to revisit this, and we're also going to revisit what some of the things are that are being said about Stephon Diggs. So Stephon Diggs is not going to play tomorrow. I don't think he's injured from what I hear, but Jonathan's there every day. I don't think he's like injured where he couldn't play tomorrow. I'm starting to wonder, and we'll find out, maybe we'll find out today or tomorrow, if Stephon Diggs is going to play at least one series.
Yeah, for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to.
Yeah, I don't think
they know what he can do.
Yeah,
I just feel like he's chomping at the bit to get out there.
Yeah,
with CJ and the other two receivers.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't put him out there.
Yeah, maybe just one series.
I would love for him to be out there for one series.
Yeah,
but I feel like they might be a little careful with him and just say, you know what, we'll see you at Indy.
You know what's frustrating too? Fans have not even laid eyes on Kamari Lassiter.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the Hall of Fame game. He definitely is not going to play tomorrow because he's got a little bit of something. I don't think it's anything serious. But, like, we've been bragging about Kamari Lassiter, and take it from us, he is looking – you just heard Jonathan Alexander, too?
Yeah.
He looks like –
CB2.
He looks like the dude, man.
Yeah, and that's actually wild to say. He beat out Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, Henderson.
Who was a top five pick.
Mm-hmm.
And Henderson, who was a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
So he beat those dudes out, being a second round pick.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm fired up about him. And I kind of want to see how they do with that safety position, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to ask him.
We asked him about Petrie last week. I mean, Tuesday.
So I wonder if they rolling with another rookie at safety, or are they going to throw out Eric Murray or somebody. I'm kind of curious.
Well, the starters are supposedly going to play.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see, especially tomorrow.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.